Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
I found my great-grandma Annie in the 1921 census on Ancestry. I discovered she was widowed in the First World War, living in York, raising six children all by herself.
Discover the inspiring women in your family in the 1921 England and Wales census, free with Ancestry. Simply register at ancestry.co.uk with just your name and email for unlimited searches of the census plus millions more records, free until the 9th of March. Terms apply.
The New York Knicks suffered another tough loss to the Boston Celtics on Sunday afternoon, 118-105, following a 37-point blowout at the hands of the Cleveland Cavaliers this past Friday. Are the Knicks pretenders or contenders in the Eastern Conference? And let me give you guys this fun fact about the Knicks. The New York Knicks are 0-7 versus the top three teams in the NBA, which are currently Boston, Cleveland, and OKC.
Ken, you kind of answered it right there with giving, you know what I'm saying, them being 0-7. They are 100% pretenders. Nick, and here's the thing. This segment, when I saw it, I said, everything I talk about, I'm going to talk directly to you because you're the only person that talk about the Knickerbockers here. You know what I'm saying? You're the only one that ever has hope for them. You're the one that talks about Brun is a top PG. You talk about Cat. Now, here's the thing, Nick. I will say this. They are a better team than they were last year. I think that they have made all of the right moves. You go make a move for Cat. You go make a move for OG like you did last year. You bring in the Villanova boys, even though you had to get rid of one of them to bring another one. It is what it is. It's basketball. It's a business. There's money involved. But, Nick, with the Knicks are 12-21 against teams poised to make the playoffs. 12-21.
Jeez.
And against teams that are under 500, they're 23-2. They are pretenders all the way. They are the definition of pretenders. Are they good enough to compete against the top tier teams? Yeah, even though they got blown out by Boston, you know what I'm saying, three times or four times in a row dating back to last year. It is what it is, Nick. You guys are in the Atlanta Hawks Joe Johnson territory. Good enough to make the playoffs.
That's it.
You might win a series, maybe two, and call it a great season, but you're not a championship contender. Brun, I hate to break it to you. This is what I be talking about. He's really good, but he's not over the, he's not a superstar. He's not going to take you over the top. Cat, he's really good. Not going to take you over the top. And nobody else on that roster is a superstar. So you have a really good team with a coach that likes to overextend their players, his players. You're not going to do nothing, bro. The Knicks are a perennial playoff team. First, maybe second round exit. That's it.
FIFO, I don't think they're getting out of the first round.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. They're going to be tough, and they are definitely pretenders. They are pretenders for all the reasons FIFO said. Brunson is not a number one. I would rather him be a two or three on my squad and do what he did. Similar to his time in Dallas, only a little bit, you know, step up a little bit further from that. But as long as he's not the focal point, you'll be okay. And Cat, we know what Cat is. Like I told you before, that was great hope to get him there. And he's doing a great job. He's rebounding. What, he's averaging about 13, 14 rebounds a game. But at the same time, in the biggest moments, Cat, that's when he plays his smallest. So I'm not looking to say, well, Cat going to dominate tonight, because it doesn't happen when you need it to happen, because it's just not who he is. We know who he is. And the other guys are complementary role pieces that would fit better elsewhere. So we got what we got. And I know what you're going to say, Nick, man. You ain't got your guy Mitchell, but If not a difference. I don't see Mitchell making no difference. Mitchell averaged about 5 points a game. And he plays a little defense, yeah, but it's not enough to stop. What was that, 30-point loss? That ain't enough. So, no, you don't have enough. You just don't have enough. And like FIFO said, you are a perennial playoff team that's going to be too good to get good players in the draft and not good enough to win it all. You got Boston that's miles ahead and Cleveland who's taking the lead.
Yep. So see, and that's the thing, right? Cleveland, you see it. Like, Cleveland has taken a leap. Donovan Mitchell is playing less minutes and is more effective, scoring more, more. So that's a whole nother conversation. We're not talking about Cleveland. We're talking about the Knicks. The other thing too, Shelton, I wanted to point out, in the last game that they played against Boston, the Knicks, all five starters scored 14 or more points, and I want to say they all shot over 50%. That is a problem because Boston done figured out how to win a championship. Yeah. And they looked like a championship team, and they was doing it the majority without Porzingis last year in the beginning of this year. Now he's back. It's a you're not good enough. You're not good enough. So, Nick, I don't want to crush your Nick dreams, but, dog, first round, maybe second round.
Hey, yes, you do. You know what I'm saying?
real quick. I won't be long. I promise.
That's going to be his tagline.
There's a headbutt. I won't be long.
I got to disagree with y'all and be on Nick's side. Like, it ain't every team in the fucking NBA East is a pretender other than the Celtics. Do they have a good chance of beating the Celtics? Absolutely not. Could they beat the Cavs, the Bucks, the Pacers, the Pistons, the Magic, and the Hawks, the Heat, or the Bulls in the play-in? Absolutely. They have a better team. They have a better coach. I think Brunson is better than anybody on any one of those teams that I mentioned. The Celtics are the only threat. They should be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Nick,
That's why he my nigga because he's literally saying what I was gonna say. What did I say after the Cat trade? I said about a couple things. I'm trying to say one because it may be coming up later in the pro in the near future. But I said outside of Boston, I really like the Knicks' chances in the East, right? As much as we've been talking about it in the chat, even with BZ and everybody about these Cavs. As great as they look, none of us will believe it. So you betting money on them making out the East?
Thank you.
No, but not before the Knicks, yes.
They're
about the same thing. Cat has more talent, but once again, he'll fold.
He's better. You said he got more talent.
Yeah, okay. Be a fold. No, you still got to play.
But that's Lou's point. My point is this. We're all of us would pick Boston to come out the East, right?
Yes.
People lay down a great comment about them. So let's say take Boston outside of this. Would you bet on the Cavs over New York to come out the East if somehow, some way Boston was out of it? I don't think anybody's really wholehearted outside of the state of Ohio would think the Cleveland Cavaliers are a legit deep enough team or good enough team to get out the East. And I'm a Donnie Mitchell fan. I would love to see that somewhat. But overall, I just think, first of all, the Knicks haven't been healthy all year yet. While Tom Thibodeau is in an interesting part of his career, coaching career with this team, I do think he's got them playing in a way that he hasn't really coached another team like this before. He's given the bench player minutes. McBride is having a breakout year. It started last year in the playoffs, and now it's happening this year. Like, we have some depth there. Now, again, are these losses not concerning? Yeah, they're definitely concerning, but they don't make me think that they're a pretender now. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Brunson, I do agree with Lou said. Don't look at Boston right now. I'll put Jalen Brunson on anybody else's team. They a championship team right then and there, too.
They're not a championship team on the Knicks.
I just said they're a contender, Ken. So they're a championship team. They're a championship caliber team to be. Y'all got Jalen Brunson fucked up.
Real quick, I got one question.
Mike Loomy, huh? Okay. All right, go ahead.
Brunson top 10?
Definitely top 10.
Okay. And that's all I needed to know. Okay, proceed.
No, it was just a question, Nick, for both of you guys, Nick and Lou. Brunson over Mitchell?
Yes.
for me. Don't ask me that, kid. That's
I got to ask you.
Wow. You can't ask me that.
Come on, Nick.
That's a Sophie's choice, bro. That's like asking me. That's like me asking you, Miles. You can't even answer that.
Spike, are you in? Wait, are you serious?
Why would I take Donovan Mitchell over Jalen Brunson?
He's a better player.
I wouldn't. It's not an easy thought. It's not an easy thought as what y'all think it is. But
yes, it is.
I want to address something that Spike said.
He said, the Knicks are better than the Milwaukee Bucks.
They definitely are.
They're not. This is the reason why. They have the highest scoring duo in the NBA. The highest scoring duo between Dame Lillard and Giannis. And Giannis is a top three player in the NBA. And the Knicks have a non-top 15, a non-top 20, barely a top 25 player in the NBA where I could say Dame is top 15, top 20. Giannis is top three. Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Dame ain't top 15, but he ain't top 15.
He's higher than Brunson.
No, I just told you Brunson is probably top 10. The same level. He's not. I'm taking Jalen Brunson over Dame Lillard right now.
You tripping.
Right.
You tripping. If
Lillard was in New York, they wouldn't even have a good record. They would have a losing team. Lillard was in New York, they would be like under 500. Bro.
If this was Dame 5-6 years ago, I'm with you. I would say Dame is better. But where I'm seeing Dame at now, bro, Brunson been doing some shit in the playoffs that I ain't never.
What do you mean? We see.
Okay,
we
so what's their Kyrie record? What's their record?
What do we grade
these things off of? Wins and losses. What happened to the Bucks last year?
Brunson is definitely better than Dame. But it's the others, because at this stage of his career, what Brunson does is higher than Dame, but Brunson is the best player on the Knicks team, and he's not higher than Giannis. So that's kind of how I look at it.
I'll give you that aspect.
And I'll take Dame over Cat. Rebounding and all that stuff. But of course, you know, I just would take him as more clutch than Cat. I don't trust Cat.
But you could argue that Giannis is the best player in the league. There's only probably one player that you would say maybe is better. That's what I'm saying. Like saying that Brunson ain't over Giannis is like I'm saying that about damn near every nigga in the NBA.
But what I'm saying is that's why when comparing these two teams, I look at that. I say, okay, well, they got a top player. And when you look at the others, that's what we're going to judge from too.
Before you even go down your list, who they coach? You know what I'm saying? Who's Giannis number two, like Lou said? Y'all still ain't give me no answer on that.
Oh, his number two is Dame. His number two is Dame for sure. Oh, you say who played the two spot? It's
what squad are we talking about outside of Giannis and the name of the ghost of Dame Lillard? Like, what and you got Doc Rivers? And Darvin Ham as your two coaches, what are we doing?
Okay, well, he did turn it around. So are the
Hold on, Ken. Because see, Shelton, I thought you was on the right side of the fence. And see, you jumped onto the side of the non-basketball watchers, talking out the side of their neck. Number one, you know I am a numbers guy, right? But I'm not going to dive into a whole bunch of numbers. I'm going to dive into arguably one of the most important numbers when we're evaluating a basketball player. And that's PER. Do you know what PER is? Player efficiency rating? Do y'all two at the top over here understand?
Go ahead and say what you want to say, bro. We ain't trying to
hear.
I don't care what player efficiency rating means.
And this is the reason why your take is trash. And this is why what you say. No matter. This is why. Because when I'm looking at Dame versus Jalen Brunson, and obviously Jalen Brunson has a higher usage rate, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Brunson's PER is 22.3 to Dame's 24.4. Who's the more efficient player? And he's the number two fiddle. Come on, bro. Dame Lillard.
I would expect him to be that if he's number two. Why would I expect him to be more efficient at the number one?
Because the best players are typically like an above 25 PER means you are elite, not just good. You are a superstar if your PER is 25 or higher. He's 0.5 away playing next to the highest PER player in the league.
And I'm saying, where does that translate in wins and losses? And do you got the Bucks coming out the East?
No, I got them going further than the Knicks. So then what are you talking about? I got them going further than the Knicks. Everybody got Boston. That's the team we're penciling in because they won the championship.
You just explained to me based off of PER how the Milwaukee Bucks arguably have two elite superstars on their team. Yeah,
the highest scoring duo in the NBA.
So that's a fact too. But you're making the case that they have two elite superstars on their team in the East with championship pieces and a championship coach. Yet you have them not even
be debatable.
I'm just saying you have them. I'm just going off the facts because that's what FIFO's trying to present. But as
I didn't talk about Doc Rivers.
Hey,
I'm on your side. But they smoked them when they played. Yeah, when they play head to head, the Knicks smoke.
That's what I'm saying. What are you talking about?
The highest scoring duo is misleading because they average the same amount of points per game as far as Cat and Dame. And then Jalen Brunson's not a scorer. Like, you don't expect Jalen Brunson to put up 30 a night. Giannis is a scorer. Like, he has to put the points up.
Did you not just say that when the lights are the brightest, Cat hides away?
Oh, I agree with you.
That's why you got Brunson. You can't say that about Brunson. You can't say that.
What I'm saying is this, is that everybody has Boston penciled in to make the finals coming out of the East. Yes. And to me, I have Milwaukee over the Knicks in terms of who I would place in the conference finals to get further than the Knicks because I don't believe in their staff.
Okay, and to me, that's foolish.
Haven't we seen Giannis get shut down post-championship when they do the little playoff wall thing? Yes.
No.
That little wall thing where he can't get in the paint and he's primarily
that was before he won the championship.
That was after he won the championship.
Mm-mm.
During the championship, they weren't doing it.
Okay, that was before.
I digress to you because you
did the headbutt, Lou.
I know.
So everybody has Boston as the favorites coming out of these.
Yeah, by far.
Mm-hmm. What about favorites to win it all?
By far,
it's still Boston.
I think it's by far.
Yeah, it's Denver. The West is so funny.
The West is trash. Let's be honest. Let's keep it being like the West is really trash. We only talk about the West because it's the same way we talk about the NFC, where it's like somebody got to come out of here. So we got to talk about
trash.
The West is really like when it comes to the odds on it, I'm sure the odds favorites to win a title, it has to be Boston. I'll be surprised if anything else. But it's like everybody, if you went into the season, like who's the best team that's going to win it again? It's like, oh, it's probably going to be Boston. Because as FIFO mentioned earlier, like they have the deepest team. They got the best coach. They have everything you want. Like what is Boston missing that all these other teams lack in multiple areas? You know what I'm saying? Like they have the bigs. They have the shooting. They have the wings. They have the defense. They have the head coach. They have the organization makes great moves. Like is Denver good enough to beat them? No, I don't think so.
Yes. I don't think so. This is how I know you're not watching. Like for you to say that the West is trash, you're not watching basketball, bro. Denver is a really damn good team. OKC is a good team. The Lakers with Luka look like something. I don't know how the hell people going to stop. Like what is you talking about? Memphis is still a threat.
Can I ask you one thing, Shelton? Mm. Just last year, did you even expect Dallas to make it out the West and get to the finals?
Not at all.
You would have said the same teams that nigga just said, right? Denver, all that other goofy shit that he said.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying the West is trash. Because anybody, you can make What's a case for anybody. The East is a heavy favorite with Boston. I'm saying
one team, though.
Yeah, but you can't name me one team out the West that you could for sure say has a good chance.
There's not a front runner in the West.
Like you could, yeah, like you could say
but that doesn't make the conference trash. You got one team in. I mean, you're basically saying Boston is the best team in the whole NBA, which is fine.
Yeah,
but that don't mean that one team makes them better than multiple teams over there in the West.
I'm saying it's not even close, Ken. And I'm over exaggerating by saying it's trash. I'm not saying there's nothing to watch in the West. I'm just saying that regardless of what comes out the West, it don't matter. Boston's winning it. Like, there's no case you can tell me right now that like this team out the West is
that doesn't make Boston the West trash team. Though.
It does because like again last year
that makes the East trash too, right?
Well, they got the better team, so. I don't. They have the team that has the that's going to win back to back championships.
But they have no competition in the East, is what you're saying.
No, I said wait until Mitchell Robinson comes back. Then you're gonna see the competition.
They're the clear favorite to win it all, in spite no matter what.
I said competition. I didn't say they was gonna overthrow them. You know my
Mitchell
thing.
Robinson is, gonna shut all that down.
Listen, Sheldon. You know my thing was like I was like my success for the Knicks is making it to the Eastern Conference Finals. They got to be the last two. That's my success. I ain't say the Knicks. If they win the title this year, hell yeah, I'm going to be in the streets. But my expectations, they got to keep building on what they've been doing and getting out of the second round and get to the Eastern Conference Finals like they were supposed to last year if it wasn't for injuries. So with me saying Boston is the best, is just like it's just a fact. Like I don't see no team out the West that you can make a case. I know people talking about OKC. Sheldon, you know how I feel about OKC. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're really
that. You feel the same about OKC and Cleveland, don't you? That's about the same.
Basically. Donovan Mitchell, Shai Gil, you know what I'm saying? That they are washed to me.
What?
Bro, you just talking.
Donovan Mitchell is good as Shai Gil?
I'm talking about as far as like them being the superstars that lead their team. It's a wash. Like they have a good roster around them. They're gonna win you games that you probably shouldn't win, but I don't think in a 7-game series they can either one of them can beat Boston.
Hey, Nick, I think that guy on OKC, J-Dub is what they call him.
He's nice.
I think he is what they what they've been telling us Kuminga is.
Sheldon nice. Still can't tell me Kuminga's jersey, though.
It's double zero. I looked it up.
listen. It seems.